Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. We have Derek Brandeau. We have Jessica Allison. Right now, I want to talk to you about Canada's most watched fishing show.
Holy crap.
I'm pretty good. I'm trying to show the medical staff around here that I'm good. I'm good to go. Look at me.
I was getting scared for you there. You're getting red.
I'm good to go. Missing out on all the fun.
Yeah. Well, you say not fun's not here at the office?
Oh, it's just a blast. That's what I want to do with the rest of my life. Spend time here with you people. I'm missing all the fun the boys are having out on the road.
Catching the fishies.
My day will come. I'm close.
We do a nice fishing show.
Or I could sit here like the rest of the people in the country and watch the Fishing Canada show and maybe, you know, get my jollies through that.
Exactly.
I could be a bit voyeuristic about my fishing.
Yeah.
I might have to be for the next few weeks. And if I were, I'd be watching the Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network as we speak, coast to coast to coast. And today's episode, just to rub it in a little bit more than it already hurts, does not include me.
No.
Again. There's Mr. Bowman with our good friend Captain Mike Richardson, a muskie expert, a pike expert, an expert, period, a legend in his own mind. The episode's called AA Captain Mike. Great episode, actually. I watched it already. Way ahead of you. Of course, if you listen to this program, you're not tuned into Global right now on the Fishing Canada show. Therefore,
go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on episode schedule, next broadcast date's right there, or check it out on Global BC channel at 1 o'clock.
While you're there, oh, yeah. It's okay. You can play all that. I can yell, I can scream, I can override everything.
Forgot about that.
Go to fishingcanada.com to watch that exciting episode. But while you're there, also, don't forget, enter into the Mercury Marine 9.9. Outboard motor giveaway.
Yes.
And have yourself some fun. Go back every 24 hours. Put in lots of ballots. You'll win all kinds of good things.
Very nice.
Now you can move on. Thank you. Time to play it safe, kiddies. Our very own in-house safety expert. His name is Brad Schlorf, a retired staff sergeant with the Ontario Provincial Police. Good morning, Mr. Schlorf. How are you?
Okay, so right away, we're just kind of approaching Tomogamy, so we may have a reprise of the 2 weeks ago in Thornbury, lose the cell reception any second.
Right. What are you doing up there?
We're on our way to the annual Fins and Feathers adventure in Geraldton, so grouse hunting and walleye fishing. And now, all sidebarred, because the most rabid maple leaf stand in the world is driving the truck right now, Bill. And my brother-in-law Ted's right behind him, and he's fairly interested in all this too. So that's going to be the talk of the morning.
No kidding. That was exciting to hear that last night, man. I can hardly wait. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great fall and winter season after all. I was starting to get a little depressed as each day went by without Mitchie. But I think we're good to go, man.
And not to throw more depression at you, but what's this with the not being healthy enough to go fishing? I bet you got the 100% green light. Go ahead, do whatever you want a while ago.
Yeah. Apparently not. No. Apparently not, Bradley. I got the go ahead. You're doing great. Wonderful job. Go ahead and keep up the good work is what I got.
With a sticker, right? And a lollipop?
Nah, I didn't get either one of those.
Oh.
It would have been nice if I had. But apparently I got two. Nothing other than an appointment. Two more weeks. Two more weeks, I have to adhere to this nonsense. And it's starting to get to the point of concern for me, to be honest with you.
Getting that
I don't know what's worse, having a heart attack or being grounded.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, kind of. I don't know which. 2 weeks, I'll give you the 100%. Go do whatever you want to think.
Oh, watch me go. Watch me go in 2 weeks, buddy. You won't see me for dust. So you're heading up to the annual big hunt and fish trip, huh?
We are indeed. In fact, well, my another place that we went years ago, right now, Ravenscroft Lodge on, I don't know if it still exists, but on Jumping Caribou Lake. We took our kids up here fishing when they were near infants.
And how long are you going for?
We're gone until a week from today. We'll be heading back, so a week.
Nice. And what are your aspirations? What are your goals? What do you plan on coming back to tell us about this?
Well, there's six of us going, and one of the guys worked up here for quite a while. So he the retired OPP fellow, so he had to patrol or put a lot of time in patrolling backwoods roads and things like that to make sure that everything was safe for the public and wildlife as well. So he knows the area very well. He plots out a we go in two separate trucks. He plots out routes for us. Being in his truck, you get the best grouse hunting areas by accident.
Of course.
Then we meet at a small lake, throw 14-foot boats in, fish for walleye, and then grouse hunt our way back home again.
You know, I mean, it's too late now because you're already on your way, but had you not been away this week, I would have recommended that you go to Russia for a moose hunt. Apparently, they have an inventory crisis right now, but not a negative one, a positive one. They have over 600,000 moose that need to be hunted, apparently. And you can go over there for a mere, I figured out, about $25,000 will get you a moose in Russia. How's that?
Okay, but I was sort of listening to that, you know, and me being the virtual rain man of mathematics here, I was trying to add this all up in my head as we're driving up the highway. When they're comparing the numbers of moose in a country like, say, Sweden, or a jurisdiction like the province of Ontario versus the entire country of Russia, there's a bit of, like, mathematics involved in how much bigger the catch basin is, right?
That's true.
You know what? I never even thought about that. That's a great point. Okay. Mark that down. We'll talk to our research department and see what the hell they were thinking.
The crack research department?
Yeah, see what the hell they were thinking. They might have been on crack when they did it. I don't know. You know?
Okay, so he sent me a message yesterday, the crack research department, that he's either eating pizza in Italy or he's sitting in a piazza, whatever that, I don't know the difference.
Yeah.
You're Italian, you tell me, what's the difference between pizza and piazza?
One you can sit in, one you could eat, how's that?
The pizza box.
There you go. Yes, he's vacationing for the next 3 weeks. No wonder he threw this stuff at us, he knew we couldn't touch him, but we are going to
touch
him.
What a surprise.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyways, sounds like, how's the weather looking for you, buddy?
Well, right now it's raining, but the weather's looking good. You know, I'm losing confidence in a couple of the apps that we look at the weather all the time. So right now, I'll jinx us because I'm going to say this. It's got nothing to do with the Toronto Maple Leafs or how they're going to do this year, but the weather looks good. In fact, good. It's supposed to be 24 degrees a couple of days. Not really what we want.
Fantastic. Now, you said you have two trucks in the convoy heading up in your group, and pulling trailers or just trucks?
No, it's not really a convoy because there's three of us that come from southern Ontario. There's two come from Sault Ste. Marie and one comes from Port Francis. So we kind of all meet at the lodge. And you know, you guys had Billy from Kenegamesis Lake Lodge on last year. I'm going to encourage him to come back on again this year because he runs a great operation. But we meet there and then we go in two trucks into the bush starting tomorrow morning. One trailer.
Safety considerations, maybe you can just shed a bit of light to folks who might be making a similar pilgrimage to the north if they're hauling trailers or other vehicles?
Well, and where we're going, the archery season, I believe, for moose starts tomorrow. And archery a little different, but when moose season particularly is on, you see quite a convoy of different apparatus making their way into the bush. And one of the things people don't always think about is the security of that load. Like, you see trailers with everything you can think of in the back of that trailer, and sometimes they're not secured so good. And somebody I know, this is like one of your stories about the speeding ticket, about somebody that you knew kind of thing, but really wasn't me, watched their gun tumble down the road one time on Highway 17, come bouncing out of that ATV trailer. So,
Somebody left a gun in a trailer?
Well, it was in a case, in the trailer, theoretically strapped down in the back of the trailer, and kind of the theoretical strap was more theoretical than real, but this is surprising, the amount of stuff that comes out of those trailers, or people that don't think about, you know, simple maintenance like greasing bearings and stuff before they go, or not having the best tires and then heading on to some of those nasty bush roads.
Yeah, we've all been there down that road, let me tell you. That's why, you know, some of the new products that are coming out on the market for trailers are so helpful now. There are hubs that you can put on a trailer that do not require greasing anymore. It's a permanent sealed greasing system on them. And they are
worth
their
weight. Well, that will only take about 200 years to take effect because a lot of the trailers and stuff you see are things that people sort of made in their backyard, custom built, specific for the function. And that new style bearing might not make them on them for our lifespan.
just quickly before I let you go, what's the regulation on that, Brad? Can somebody just, you know, hack together a trailer in their backyard and wire it up, you know, tie it with binder twine and stuff and go on the road legally?
Pretty much. You can you can take a trailer and go to a Service Ontario place and register it as home built.
Wow.
Duct tape and all?
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep. Why, are you guys going to build one?
Well, now that you say we can, why not?
Red-green show, man.
All we need is a little bit of encouragement. I think you just did that. So that might be next on my project
list. You got a
mission,
Steve.
Perfect.
Bradley, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Say hi to the buddies for me, and be safe out there, and hopefully you'll have a successful outing.
They get to listen to me talk nonstop for a week now.
I'm green with envy. Take care, buddy.
See you later.
Bradley Schlorff, retired OPP staff sergeant, now our in-house safety expert, playing it safe with Bradley Schlorff. There you go. It would be a ride. I bet you they have a blast on those little outings he does.
Oh, yeah.
He does two or three a year. It'd be insane.